morning starts anew, and with a shiny dew, everything's covered. The sunny sky is clear, the darkness is not here, the new day's coming.
Hey there, Salties, and welcome back to another episode of the Salty Canadian Podcast. I just would like to apologize for the delay in an episode. I have been dealing with a lot lately. My grandfather actually passed away back on March 19th, so I did need a little time away. So I appreciate all your patience with that. We are still currently trying to look into things, and if anyone would like to make any sort of small donation, they can, but they don't have to. But a donation could be sent to my PayPal, which you can use the email address thesaltycanadian2017@gmail.com. I will put that in the notes at the end of the show. But once again, I do really appreciate it. I also want to say thank you to the Shift Podcast. You guys seem to really like my episodes, and every time I listen to one of theirs, there may be a slight mention of me, and it's nice to know that somebody really likes the podcast. So if you haven't yet, go ahead and check them out. They are the Shift Podcast. Brad and Lee are pretty freaking awesome. On a side note, I am still trying to figure out how I am going to do this sticker giveaway. So pay attention for that coming up soon. I know I've been delaying it, but I was waiting on stickers to come in, as well as trying to figure out. So stay tuned for that. So today we are going to be talking about the new Netflix movie called Veronica. It is a movie done in Spanish, so you do have to watch it with English subtitles. But basically, the gist of it is a girl called Veronica has to take care of her little brothers and sisters since the death of their father while their mother works a lot. One day during a total eclipse of the sun, Veronica and two friends decide to make a Ouija board in order to invoke her father's spirit. And this movie basically shows you why you should not play with an Ouija board. At the peak of the eclipse, the glass shatters. Veronica enters a kind of a trance and passes out, frightening her friends. Veronica then recovers and goes home. But there, she starts to pick up on slight changes, objects that move, breathing in the dark, and she's still unaware of the horrific outcome that awaits her. So, it has been said that this movie has been the scariest movie on Netflix, that 1 out of 100 people, or some strange statistic, has to turn it off because it's extremely scary. It is basically a movie about an Ouija board and demonic possession, but in all honesty, I really didn't find it all that scary, but that could be because of the fact that, you know, it's in Spanish and you spend most of the time reading the subtitles so you know what's going on. But all in all, it was a pretty great movie, and all the scenes and graphics and stuff were pretty awesome. It is loosely based on a true story that happened in Madrid back in 1990, which we will get in here soon. So we'll talk about what happened. We shall take a short break here to hear a little bit about our sponsor, Studio Sweden Headphones. Enjoy! Hey Salties, do you know a company that wants to revolutionize the way people see headphones as not just a tech device, but also an accessory? Currently, the headphones market can offer you one of two things, style or tech. Headphones tend to lack the proper sound quality, and high-tech variations are bulky and not design-oriented. Studio wants to bridge that gap. While emphasizing their modern Scandinavian design, they also provide a product that matches the quality of even the highest-rated headphones on the market for a fraction of the cost. Well, I got the Regent, the premium on-ear model, in white, because who doesn't like white? With the impeccable clarity in the instrumental tones and well-balanced sound, I can listen to all my podcasts, and I absolutely love it. With 24-plus hours of active battery life and 20 days of standby life, the Regent is the perfect companion for you at home or on the go. It will connect any device that has Bluetooth, which in my opinion is pretty awesome. I hate getting tangled in headphone cords. But if that's not for you, there is also an auxiliary cord if you don't want to use the wireless option. You can also personalize your Regent with interchangeable caps, such as white or black marble designs, which I hope you at some point get very soon. The combination of high polished metal and matte surface embodies the vision of the Scandinavian design. And guess what? They provide free worldwide shipping. All you have to do is go to www.studio.com. That's spelled S-U-E-I-O. Select the headphones that you want and then enter the discount code SALTY. That's S-A-L-T-Y. And that will give you 15% off any purchase. So why don't you get those headphones and enjoy listening to your podcasts in style? So this is just going to be a brief overview of a true story that's based on a movie that's happened back in Vallecas, Madrid, where the police station received a call late on the night of November 27th, 1990. The scarcely manned police station wasn't prepared for what frantic voice was thropping about over the phone. Mr. Gutierrez claimed he and his wife were plagued by tall, shadowy people and strange happenings inside their modest condominium at a nearby street address. So Inspector Jose Negri the case, and he quickly assembled a small squad of officers to help deal what he believed was to be intruders inside Gutierrez's household, but their official training, there's nothing. It would prepare them for what was inside the household. So two squad cars came along parked beside the towering residential building on Luis Marin Street. They met with the husband and wife, who were both standing in the fridge and cold, too scared to go back inside. So when the police went in to home of Gutierrez's family. There's nothing but eerie calmness for which the couple had fled from. No signs of forced entry on the windows or door, and no other person was inside the home except for the terrified homeowners. It told the police that they had been haunted by loud banging noises, doors slamming at all hours of the day, but the dismissive officers' attention when Mr. Gutierrez told them about the anonymous shadow being that they had seen walking above their residence. This tall shadow walked past the hallways, peered through doors. Mrs. Gutierrez dreadfully re-encountered when she had been grabbed in the middle of the night by a pair of invisible hands. And this is what she had to say. Quote, "I felt pressure on top of me, but there was no one around. I said to Mr. Gutierrez, 'There's someone here.' I then felt a pair of hands grab my feet and then grab my hand, which were uncovered by the blanket." End quote. So without not knowing what to expect or basically to do or see, Inspector Negri ordered a few of men to stay in the living room with Mrs. Gutierrez while he and two other officers accompanied Mr. Gutierrez into the master bedroom. They stood and talked when all of a sudden a loud bang came from outside the bedroom balcony. They heard what was sounded like a fairly large and heavy boulder rolling across the balcony's tiled floor. Basically just goes on and on. They didn't see, when they opened the door, they didn't see anything. Nothing unusual that they could identify. So they went back into the living room to ask their fellow officers if they heard or seen anything strange. None of them did. But in that moment, one of the officers yelled up to his partner, who was standing near a large pine armoire. And he ducked out of the way as one of the doors swung open, barely missing him by a few inches. So they drew their guns from their holsters and basically was pointing them towards furniture. But there was nobody there, and there was no strings or trickery of any kind. They couldn't understand what was going on inside the Gutierrez home or who or what was the strangest they witnessed. So they decided to go outside and wait rather than spend another minute in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Gutierrez because they believed it was haunted. While they sat in the dining room, the couple told the now intrigued officers about the strange death of their daughter, Estefana, which this movie is loosely based on, just a few years prior. A death that they believed brought upon something otherworldly. According to the Gutierrez, about 2 years before, their 18-year-old daughter had been caught in the middle of a seance using an Ouija board at school. The teacher had caught Estefana and her friends inside a darkened room, and the spirit board in the center. The teacher immediately scolded the group and ripped apart the board, breaking the tall glass that the girls had been using as a planchette. Both the teachers and girls claimed they have seen some form of trapped smoke escape from the glass when it was lifted and inhaled by Estefana. The couple claimed that from moment on, her daughter was physical and mental health began deteriorating. They claimed that it began with Estefana telling them that she was seeing strange people inside their house, shadowy beings that appeared momentarily and haunted, terrified the girls. As the parents divulged the incredible information, loud ruckus came from Estefana's room. Loud bangs, thrashing sounds were coming from behind the closed bedroom door. The inspectors and officer jumped from their chairs. Mr. Gutierrez led the way to his defunct daughter's room. Inside the newly decorated room, they saw a crucifix lying in the middle of the floor. He pointed out that the nail on the wall from where the crucifix had hung for years. Officers saw that one of Estefana's posters had been clawed at, partially shredded, while still hanging from the same nail the crucifix had hung from. The inspector signaled to his men to check the other door in the bedroom that led to the balcony. It was locked and there was no one outside or anywhere near Estefana's bedroom. As the men examined the room, the loud pounding noise echoed across the girl's room, to which no source of the noise was ever found. Mr. Gutierrez then told the officers that, while inside the same room, he had witnessed his son being pushed by an unseen force. Mrs. Gutierrez noted that one of their daughter's photographs had fallen off the table and ignited in fire, only burning the photographic paper that had Estefana's portrait, leaving the frame without a single singe mark and glass without a single scratch. Outside of the bedroom, an officer noted that a strange crimson-colored goo was present in some of the Gutierrez furniture. Unfamiliar substance that neither Mr. or Mrs. Gutierrez had ever seen before, not knowing what to make of the situation. Inspector Negri was then told about the bathroom the Gutierrez family chose to stay out of. They reported they would hear disembodied voices at times while inside the bathroom and experience a sudden drop of temperature, an icy chill that engulfed whoever was inside. Inspector walked into the bathroom, which had been used only for washing and storing dishes due to the phenomena. Inside, he felt the hair on his neck stand on end and an eerie feeling that other officers also felt. They noticed that the temperature inside the bathroom was significantly cooler than the outside air. In the next episode, we will talk about seance and strange death of Estefana Gutierrez. So please keep an eye out for that as well as keep an eye out for the awesome giveaway that I will be doing. As always, all links will be in the show notes and every way to contact me. Don't forget to pop over to Apple Podcasts, rate and review, and let me know how you like the show. Or feel free to email me. My email will be in the show notes. So, don't be salty and have a great day, eh?